Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the cross. Praise the cross.
Come on, put those hands together one more time. Come on.
Hello, this is Sister Raquel LaCour from Salvation in Jesus Ministry, and you're listening to The Word Table, Women Offering Real Deliverance radio broadcast in the name of Jesus, where we're offering true deliverance to all women of all diversity.
Amen, amen. We're here at the Word Table this afternoon, hallelujah, coming unto you to bring the Word of God to each and every person that is listening over the airwaves. We are here basically to give you the Word of God and give it to you uncut, amen,
amen.
Here on the Word Table. Before we get started, we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to go ahead on and let the panel introduce themselves. Before we go into the Word, make sure you have your Bibles handy, because we want you to be accessible to the Word for yourself. Amen. If you have any questions or any comments, we have the phone lines, which are open. So the Lord is going to give you those phone numbers. If you want to come in and you want to sit and listen, or you want to be a part of the panel, you can also come in. Sister Kendra is going to give you the location, or even if you want to just fellowship with us. And also we have Pastor Nathaniel LaCour of Salvation in Jesus Ministry, who has been a guest with us for the past couple of weeks. Amen.
Amen.
And we also have myself, Sister Raquel, the host. So we are here on the Word Table, and we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to go into prayer first, and then we're going to let Sister Lois go in from there. Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to help us, Lord God. Father, help me, Lord Jesus. Father,
yes,
my
Lord.
Heart is heavy laden right now, Lord. And Father, I ask you right now that you take control. And Father, as you use me today, Lord God, I ask that you decrease me and increase you, Lord. Father, we come to you, Lord God, to give your word to your people, Lord God, with understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, Lord. Father, we ask that you help us, Lord God, send your angels around each and every person that sits at the panel, Lord God. We ask right now, Lord God, that whatever the situation that we are battling, Lord God, we ask that you remove it, Lord God. Father, we ask that you give us a peace, Lord. Father, as we go through your word, Lord God, and give it to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm Lois LaCour at Salvation in Jesus Ministry, and I am glad to be here. It's a blessing to be here. God has given us another day, given us strength. Oh, God, I just thank you right now. And I'm here to give you the number to call back. And the number is 323-927-2989. If you feel free to call in, call in. The number is 323-927-2989.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Kendra over here at Salvation in Jesus Ministry. And I just want to give you information about where we are located. We're located at 1421 Gaudier Lane, that's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's 1421 Gaudier Lane. You all welcome to come by and fellowship with us. We have our Sunday morning services that start at 10 o'clock a.m. On Wednesdays, we have our Bible studies, that's at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Saturdays, we have prayer, that's at 10 o'clock a.m. Again, if you're in the surrounding areas, if you're looking for a church home, or if you're in need of prayer, you can come and stop by the location, which I said is 1421 Gaudier Lane. Also, we're located on Facebook.
Amen.
And that's www.facebook.com/SIJ Ministry. You can also find us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/SIJ Ministry. We even have videos on YouTube. And that's youtube.com/user/SIJ Ministry. Also, you can listen in on Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/SIJ Ministry, and also Spreaker.com.
Amen. So there's not no there is not an amen an excuse as for why you cannot hear the word of God, amen, and it be at least a blessing unto your heart. So we are here today, this afternoon, coming to bring you a new topic that we're talking about. I know that it's going to bless me because I'm going through something right now, and I pray that if there's anyone that's listening over the Blog Talk Radio, that this broadcast be also a blessing unto you. Amen. We're going to be coming from the book of Esther. Chapter 4 is where we're going to be coming from. I was telling Sister Lois, I always get this book mixed up with the book of Ruth. But last night, me and Sister Lois, we went in agreement with this book and got some understanding from it. And when I tell you, God, he show you some things when you read his word, and then it also applies to your life. Amen. I am going through something right now, and I ask that each and everybody pray for me, hallelujah, that my strength is built up in the situation that I'm going through. But I know that God does have me, but I am a little weary. I can't be honest and tell y'all that. But I feel that talking about the word of God is going to change that. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go ahead on and we're going to, let me hold up and let him introduce himself. Because he already talked about us. Go ahead, pal.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me.
It's three women and a man.
I'm already outnumbered with when it's 1v1. 1v3.
That's all right. That's all right. We all going to stand in agreement and be on one accord. So, Pastor, go ahead. Tell them a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go ahead on with the broadcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Nathaniel LaCour, Pastor of Salvation and Jesus Ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pray for me. I'm going through persecution at this table.
We are not persecuting you.
Amen.
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 He's starting early, y'all.
Yep.
He ain't waiting till you finish doing what you have to do. I know you have to work. Okay.
I'm finished.
All right. All right. Well, we coming out the book of Esther, chapter 4. And like I said, we read, me and Sister Lloyd, we read this last night, and also found that we found some interesting stuff. What we're talking about today is praying and fasting. Amen.
Amen.
And every now and then you need a little encouragement from the Word of God to keep you in that area. Amen. But first I want. Well, what you gotta say?
First,
I want to let you. We're gonna go over what the definition of praying and fasting is, and Sister Lois, I think you got it.
Yeah, fasting means not eating or abstaining, and then praying is just communicating.
Wait a minute, can I abstain from what? Abstain from food.
Abstain from food. And communicate. Praying is just communicating and praying with God. Praying to God. That's what you're communicating with God.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else you got anything to say on that, Sister Kendra? Anything on that definition? Anybody got anything else?
Like she said, as far as prayer, you know, it's a way of communicating with our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, just a way that, you know, help. Well, it's a way to request for help from God.
And this is, because prayer, that's one of the areas that the devil attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Within the body of Christ. And God, he sometimes turned up the pressure up on us within our own lives.
Amen.
Just to bring, because we know, you know, a lot of us, we walk with our, I mean, every last one of us, sometimes we're not doing what we're supposed to be mm-hmm. doing or going before the Lord like we should, and God will turn the pressure upon our life just to bring us to a place that we begin to communicate with Him. You know, and praying and fasting, I believe it's like sending up a signal, like a red light, like, Lord, I need you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever we begin to dissect or go into the book of Esther, when they begin to pray, we think we got problems.
Mm-hmm.
But how about you finna be annihilated or eliminated mm-hmm. as a people?
Yeah.
That's what one thing I was trying to get black people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your problem ain't who in the White House. Your problem ain't the police.
Come on.
Your problem is that we need to get back and turn back to God and repent. You know what I'm saying? And start seeking, praying, and start seeking the face of God. A lot of times you hear across social media and in the wind today that, oh, we don't need no prayer no more. They think they're going to fight this battle against folk that have an advantage over you. You
mm-hmm.
can't win like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You need God.
Amen.
You know? And we see that the Jewish people in this mm-hmm. time with Esther, Haman, you know, he mm-hmm. was a wicked individual,
mm-hmm.
and he mm-hmm. slicked the decree through the king to annihilate, all because Mordecai didn't bow down to him.
Just him, right. That's what
you know
it was.
What and when that happened, he slicked the decree, because whenever a king writes something or says something, that's it.
That's
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Right.
Got to go down that way. So, and he knew that, and he got the king to write this bill against the Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you ain't got no problem like a problem like that. Whenever
mm-hmm.
you about to be annihilated,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying? That your whole race about to be eradicated or erased.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they went before the Lord. They didn't get, you know what I'm saying? They Mordecai, he didn't throw stone for stone.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Haman was building something to kill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Building
yeah.
a thing to hang Mordecai on. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But it ended up hanging his own.
His own
he was building his own death
trap. The death trap he was building
trap.
For somebody else.
Right.
It ended up putting
but what
on.
Happened? How did that come about? They didn't Mordecai and them, they didn't throw stone for stone.
No, they didn't.
You know
they
what I'm saying? They didn't act out in the flesh, you know, because we act out in the flesh. We get mad.
Yeah.
We start doing fleshly things.
Amen.
Act out in the flesh or saying stuff we ain't got no
telling
business saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get on Facebook, put stuff on there that we
yeah.
shouldn't put on there. You know, and then, but instead of going, what they did, they went on a fast. They say, pray, we're going to fast for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
Even, and Esther said, look, I'm going to fast too. Me and my girls, that's up here, we going to fast, you know what I'm saying? So they went on a fast for three days,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? They fasted, they didn't, you know what I'm saying? That's something we got to understand. If, when we walk with God, we need to understand spiritual things. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing we really need to understand. Because every attack that the body, you got to understand, you are part of the body of Christ. All right? As a body of Christ, as a believer, there is things that happen in our life does not happen by circumstances or, you know, it happens, whatever they want to call it. And God ordains and orchestrates everything that's in our life. And we need to find out the reason why we go through the thing. And sometimes we just need a little help. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes God just wants you to get to a place where you're totally relying upon him.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you will get to a place and begin to cry. And fasting, fasting is a denial of self.
Mm-hmm.
It denies the flesh. You see what I'm saying? And because the flesh, we're so fleshly, we want everything the flesh wants. The flesh
mm-hmm.
wants this, the flesh wants that. We flesh wants this, the flesh wants that. And it's a denial of that. And fasting, and we ain't talking no fruit fast, no Daniel fast, because Daniel fast is in chapter 10, Daniel. It's not in the beginning of it. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, but anyway, I ain't going to go into that.
Yeah, but that's a whole
you know, but we need to really, whenever you are in distress, you see what I'm saying? What happens when people are in distress? They send up a distress signal.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to people that they're in a position that they know that they can't, that they need help? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as you go, I mean, this is fairy tale, I mean, I'm about to talk about, but like Batman, you know what I'm saying? When the city was under, every time Gotham got in trouble or whatnot, what they did, they sung that big light up and had that Batman signal up there, and then here come Batman, you know what I'm saying? But when if somebody's lost at sea, they send out a distress signal because they can't get back. They're all out of options. You know what I'm saying? And if the person, if the individual don't intercept the distress signal, then they're gonna die. And that's what sometimes God will allow things to happen in our lives in order for us to get before God. I'm talking about sincerely, not just. You know what I'm saying? Don't start kicking and screaming and operating in the flesh and won't fight and all this stuff here. No, you go before God. Because that's what the Jews did in Esther. They didn't go to fight. You know what I'm saying? They fasted, they prayed, and God answered.
They waited on God,
and God moved, and He began to orchestrate things, and the very individual that meant them harm caused harm to his own self. You see what I'm saying? And every time, we got an enemy, you know, that's the devil.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the devil, he wants to knock out, he wants to send a death blow to the body of Christ, where the body of Christ won't be effective.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because if he could get your focus off of what you're doing for God, then he got you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But you got to understand, at the same time, while the devil is doing it, God is allowing Satan to do that, to show you where you at.
Amen.
Amen. To show you where your heart desire at. Mm-hmm. To show you that, you know what I'm saying, that we need, and we need to draw close to him. And that we, and whenever you, when you realize that, you start sending up that distress signal, which is the fasting and praying. You see what I'm saying? And fasting and praying, the majority of the time when you see fasting and praying in the Bible, they fasted for 3 days, and you know what I'm saying, 3 days. And, you know, that's why, you know, I know we at the beginning of this year, we went partake with everybody in the world, but we ain't going to do that anymore. We're just going to fast whenever the church fast is going.
Yeah.
But whenever as an individual, you need, you in distress, and you feel like God ain't hearing your prayer, you know what I'm saying? Feel like things just ain't moving, you know? Go begin to fast, you know? Call on the Lord. Don't rely upon your flesh and start operating out of the flesh. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Nobody won't be around that. You know, begin to get before God and lay your petition out. God is still God. That's what we need to understand. God is still God. He has not left us the Bible said that vengeance is mine. You know what I'm saying? You don't fight your own battle. You give it over to the Lord. Now, I'm not saying you don't sit around and don't do nothing, but you go on a fast and begin to seek the guidance and direction of the Lord. You know, and I don't know. that's what we got to get, you know, fast. I mean, and that's what you see. They were in distress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The people, because if not, then they was gonna perish. God will change. God can change. If he can change the mindset or the writings of kings, because he's God, we know that he can do that. You know what I'm saying? Then he can change your situation as well. Yeah. Your situation wasn't even set by no king. You know what I'm saying? Where it was happening that day. You know what I'm saying? No. You know, if God could do it for anybody, if this is my mindset when it comes down to God. When I read my Bible and I see all the things that God does for other people in the Bible, and he says I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, well, I'm his child. You know what I'm saying? I'm born again and saved. Therefore, I know that you can do it for me as well. You know, let me walk in the same pattern as they walk in. Whenever they get in distress, let me go on a fast too. You know, I need a fast, even if it takes 1 day or 3 days. I'm talking about really fast. I ain't talking about don't eat no fruits. I'm talking about fasting. You know, set aside the food, abstain from food, and drinking some water. You know, but fast and pray. No, but you know, we get too busy now. Or we get too, you know, caught up in all kind of stuff, and forget to pray, forget to seek the Lord. But I mean, God is God. God is God. And if God gonna be God of our life,
yes, He is.
and let them be gone.
Yeah.
All right, everybody got anything? Anybody else got anything to say?
No.
No, but you can.
I tried to give her a chance. She waited too much on while it off.
Oh.
To those that's listening over Blog Talk Radio that don't know the story of Esther, you gotta really read it. Even though we coming from chapter 4, you really got to read the whole book. It's nine or ten chapters. It's 10 chapters, and 'cause you really got to understand why Haman was doing what he was doing. What was the beef between him and Malachi? And you also have to understand that Esther, the book of Esther, her name wasn't Esther when she was sent to the king's castle. Esther was one that was one of the young virgins that was sent to the king's castle because he was looking for a bride.
Because he had a disobedient
wife.
A queen.
That what he said. But anyway, she was being rebellious and she didn't want to do what the king said do. So they went out and got virgins, young virgins, to come into the palace, and I think the name of the palace was Shushan. They had to go into the house, and what they did is they prepared these young virgins for the king. They if you read the book of Esther, it tells you how they had keepers for each, you know, for the women, that the young virgins that were in there, and they would tell them how they were supposed to speak before the king, how they were supposed to bow before the king, how they were supposed to respond in obedience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting book to read, and you get to see how these young virgins were brought in. When these young virgins were brought into the king's palace, and they trained them to respect and to honor the king, whereas the queen, well, I think her name was Vashti. She didn't want to do what he said do. So he got to the point to where he was like, enough is enough. You know, I'm just gonna go out and I'm gonna go look for somebody else. And he did do that. And when you look at and read the book of Esther, they went months to get these girls to prepare to go before the king and to do what they were supposed to do. Now, they gave them rules. You couldn't look at the king. You couldn't do this. You couldn't do that. You were just supposed to be there, and be his queen. And Esther it was just something about Esther that drawed the king to her, and he was like, you're different. You're not like the other. And it's something how Haman and Malachi, Mordecai. Mordecai and Haman had this thing, and Mordecai was the one that raised Esther,
mm-hmm.
and because Esther didn't have her parents were deceased,
yeah.
And he and I'm just trying to give you a little recap, because I want you to, if you're listening over Blog Talk Radio, this is an interesting book to go and read, because you know sometimes we don't hear all of the stories, you know, but we don't hear all of the stories that's mentioned in the Bible. But this story it really touched me, because especially when it came down to the fasting and the praying, you know, it's like, you know, you could not go. Esther could not just go to like I'm married to my husband. I could go to my husband and just say anything.
Yeah, she,
but back then, Esther couldn't go to the king any kind of way. She had to go at the right time. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I could say it that way, Pastor, I could say it that way.
Well,
but she had to go to him at the right time.
Yeah,
you know, that was an order.
You wasn't able to. to come to the king unless he allowed and called, he summoned you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And see, she couldn't go to him, even though Mordecai came to her and told her, well, hey, look, Mordecai thought that the ambush was coming, the decree was coming from the king himself. It really wasn't coming from the king. The king just gave Haman the authority to do whatever he wanted to do, and he did tell him, don't come back and tell me anything. You just do it.
That's right.
Okay? And this book is so interesting because it's like, you know, people can be, even today, people can be so conniving and so, so hateful.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was like, deceitful is the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So deceitful, you know, because the king is trusting him to do the right thing, and he just didn't do it because he was trying to get at his own intentions, you know, because he had hatred for Mordecai, and he wanted Mordecai to obey him, which was the thing. But Mordecai, he sat, and if you read, he sat at the gate of the king. He would not give up. He sat at the king.
Why Mordecai was mad when, Haman was mad with Mordecai? But let me tell you, Haman had a position where that everybody.
I know it's something about bowing. He didn't want to respect him. I'm trying to think.
The king had elevated Haman to a position where people had to bow down.
That's what it was. And
Mordecai was a Jewish, and we only serve one God. We're not bowing down to nobody.
Yeah, I know.
And then when he came to Mordecai for Mordecai to bow down to him,
he wouldn't do it.
And that's why Haman hated Mordecai and the Jews, because he knew that what these people ain't going to want by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and chapter 6 is, you know, I laugh in chapter 6 because here it is. This is the chapter where it was brought to the king about when Mordecai had saved the king's life. He had stopped an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was like, the king was like, did we ever do anything for Mordecai?
Mm.
And he said, no. So he called Haman and asked him and began to ask him, look, what could we, because Haman thought the king was talking about him.
Yeah. I see when you're talking about he saved the king. Are you talking about the instance where they tried to plot against to put the poison in the wine. That's what you're talking about?
Well, I don't know about this.
Yeah, it was the poison they put in the wine.
Yeah, but they didn't know they plot to kill him.
Okay, that's it. Okay, all right.
And when he asked Haman about a guy that was this and that and all kind of, you know what I'm saying, Haman thought, well, get a robe and get the ring. You know, I'll talk about all kind of stuff, because he thought he was going to be elevated. Man, I laughed at that.
And then back in those times, the king, if you were ordered to do,
you had to do it.
You were given a ring. You were given a ring from the king, saying that you have authorities to, you know, set it forth to do this and do that.
That's just like somebody give you a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Here, go do it. You know what I'm saying? I give you my credit card, and everything that's on it, you can go in. You can do whatever you want because. My name is on it, and I, you know, and the people that, you know, they know, and they give you the, and you can just go buy whatever you want because of the name of that individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Amen. So I mean,
the signet ring, meaning that you had the
approval
from the king
to do. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
And he didn't know what Haman was doing until someone had came to Esther and told her a story. In other words, to make the king think that Haman was the one that, you know, did good, which he didn't. He was the one that was doing all the evil. Now, where I got mixed up at was there was a servant that came in there earlier. I can't remember who it was, but it was a servant that came in earlier, and Haman had him to come in, and he was, you know, he was like, literally hiding from him because he didn't want the servant to tell who he was. He was doing stuff then, you know, but he eventually got caught with all the conniving and the dirt that he was doing, and Mordecai just, you know, he went down to the gate of the king and just, you know, he just prayed to the Lord because, you know, they were supposed to be killed. They were, you know, all the Jews were supposed to be killed. Yeah, yeah. And
genocide.
And what I like about it, it lets you see that even though they prayed and even though they fast, they still waited.
Exactly.
And see, that's the thing that we don't, you know, and I'm
exactly.
speaking of myself. I have to wait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing that, you know, like Pastor said, we want to do things and we want to do it in consistency and we want to do it with a sense, I'm going to say a sense of urgency. And then when we do it in a sense of urgency, we always fall and end up making a mess out of something that, you know, and you know, trying to fix it our own self.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a blessing to me because, you know, it even though you fasting, you know, you have to pray, you still got to sit and you have to wait on God to let his hand manifest. Amen. Because at the end of Esther, when you read more and more, even though we in Esther chapter 4, if you read on and on, you'll see that, like Pastor said earlier, which he jumped the gun, Haman had made a noose to hang, you know, Mordecai, a noose to hang Mordecai on it. But in the real, he ended up getting himself hung, and he also ended up getting his family hung because he had 10 sons that also lost their lives in the midst of his
deceit.
And
that's how they did it back then.
Yeah.
That's why when you hear the story of David and Mephibosheth, whenever David was asking, is there any more of the house of Saul that I may show them kindness? You know what I'm saying? Whenever there was a transition like that with two different kings, or any kind of situation like that,
mm-hmm.
where one individual is corrupt and all that, they knock off the family, all the sons. They kill a bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that nobody can come up and try to reclaim the throne and all that
right.
stuff. There.
Yeah.
You know. So,
oh,
that,
okay.
And
so
that's
why.
Mephibosheth was hiding in his house. Like,
right.
Man, here comes David. You know, they might come. He come to kill me. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was wondering. Why would they go back? You know, even though they killed Haman, why would they want to go back and kill his sons and stuff? Because they didn't do anything. Because when
that's the thing. That's why people need to live upright. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll put your whole family in trouble.
In jeopardy.
Yeah.
Right.
In jeopardy,
right.
You know,
because
and back then they ain't play that.
No, they
didn't. You know, your whole family got to be annihilated.
Right.
Yeah.
And then see that was something that was like, man, you know, because I thought he had only had 3 sons, but then after I started reading it, it was like, no, he had 10 sons. So there's 10 lives that got, you know, that they lost their lives because of the dirt and the deceit that they dad did.
Because
of the bloodline. Just
cut
it off.
Cut it off.
You know.
Because the seed comes through the man.
Right.
You know,
right.
The men
cut it off.
At the end of that bloodline.
Cut it off. And then after I thought about it, I was like, man, you sit there and you think about it. Well, why they did that? But then, like Pastor say, that's what they did back in those days. But then you got to think about it, too. What if they would have left one of them alive? They don't want to try to want to go back and revenge and kill again. So you got to think about that, too. But
they were strong. They were big on revenge.
Yeah. So you know, that's why. And you know, like I say, this book, we come to you to give you a example to let you see that we, you know, in going through our trials and tribulation, and everybody go through them. Nobody can say that they don't go through them, or they don't react a different way, or they don't get depressed, or they don't get upset, or don't get weary. But we here on the Blog Talk Radio to let you know that there is a God, amen, and that he is a peacemaker, and that he's a counselor, and that whatever we need is there, amen.
That's what the trial is for, to pull out.
To
reveal
what's still
in our heart.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? You don't, I mean, you don't know that you may, you know, react a certain way
until
a situation happens.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that, the Holy Spirit is supposed to be able to check you
right.
if you listen to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He's supposed to be able to check you and say, see, now you're acting out in the flesh or whatnot, or you're responding. And you could be doing that just in your heart. You might not even act out like talking
right.
about, but it could be in your heart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you know, you start
yeah.
having doubt and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff there.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit will reveal it. That's the only time they reveal. They don't. It's not revealed when everything peaches and cream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why the Bible says rejoice whenever these trials and tribulations come
mm-hmm.
upon you.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to do when you're going through your struggle is to give God praise. I'm telling you, start when you open your mouth, don't never don't never sit there. And I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, that it will be a breakthrough for you. You know what I'm saying? It will help you to overcome the situation that's going on. Whenever you begin to lift up the name, I'm talking, open your mouth and praise God.
Oh,
give
yeah.
him praise. Don't hold it, because when you're praising, when you're worshiping God, you're releasing,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, that stuff that you're trying to hold down. And because of the pride, you know, we full of pride. We don't like to release that
right.
stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, but whenever you just start praising God, depression got to go, you know what I'm saying? That pride got to go, that doubt get going, start going
hey,
somewhere else, and there was a release, you know what I'm saying, that you could begin to happen in your life, you know, and
amen.
Then sometimes, but God knows, he knows us, you know what I'm saying,
right.
he knows more than when we know our own self,
yes.
and whenever he allows these trials, and let me say this too, understand, if you are a child of God and you're living according to the word of God, it does not mean because you're going through a trial that you done sinned all the time. Because sometimes some people think that, oh, they're going through that because they done something against,
yeah.
they ain't living right or they ain't doing this right. That's not always the case. That could be the case sometimes, but for a child of God, we're gonna have to really learn how to. What God is trying to show us and teach us is to learn how to rely and lean upon Him and trust Him. And like Sister Raquel say, wait on Him, wait on His hand. You know what I'm saying? Wait on God. We want it right then and there. No, wait on God, because you don't never know. You never know the blessings that you might miss from God. Because you done ran out there and hurried up and do things your own self, you know what I'm saying? And then you just missed it, you know. But if we learn how to be patient, and that's something we got to learn. And the best teacher for patience is trials and tribulations.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's in the Bible. I'm trying to tell you. In the Bible, James said, "Let her work a perfect work."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going that.
Well, I'm gonna let Pastor go that. We got Brother Clark that's here on the panel also.
Oh no, we got Brother Clark.
Yeah, we got Brother Clark.
He been MIA for a while, y'all.
Yeah, but I know his time be limited, so if you want to say something, we'll go ahead on and give you the mic.
You know, I praise the Lord. It's good to be here with y'all on the word table.
Wait, before you finish, praise the Lord, because it's 2v3 now.
All right, you go ahead.
Oh,
that
means
three
women and
two
men.
Oh, okay. Amen. I hear the talk of
James,
patience and fasting and waiting on God. The best, and it's true that through trials you'll learn patience, but also through if you want to receive something from God, you'll also learn patience, and prayer and fasting is a very vital thing. For the body of Christ, it says in Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's it. That's
if
right.
If you're not, the order for that to be, you fast, you pray, you'll draw more to God. Right now, I'm on my fast, you see. So God dealing with me in areas, and I'm getting stronger and learning His word. And you feed off the word of God. He is the bread of life. This is valuable. And profitable for you as a Christian. You know, it's a great thing. You draw close to God and you experience God, and you'll be able to see His hand move in your life. And patience is one of the biggest aspects that every Christian struggles in. And it's good that we go through a trial to learn patience. It's good that we receive blessings and on the waiting, so that we can receive the blessing of seeking God's face and earnestly praying and fasting and doing it with a sincere heart, and that's key too. You have to have the right intent and motive in this thing. And if you're doing it just to say, I just want to do it, you know, just because your pastor say, no, you got to have a desire.
Amen. 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 But James, the peak mic is for the girls. James 1. I'm just playing. I've been messing with the color pink all week.
Yeah, you suck.
James 1, verse 2 says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse or different temptations.
Mm-hmm.
Count it all joy. He says, knowing this, this is what you need to know what's going on. He says that the trying of your faith or the testing of your faith, and every last one of us will, every child of God, your faith will be tested.
Amen.
Different tests are there, different, like they say, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Well, what bother you may not bother the other Christian.
Right.
So that way you don't, you never point the finger and say, oh, well, gee, you're going through that because
right.
it's just a neck. No. You see, your struggles may not be the same
right.
same issue as them.
Yeah.
So therefore, God ain't going to test me about, or try and test my faith on something that my faith is in the area that is that he knows is strong in.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to test it in the area where it's weak at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Therefore, I could bring things before the Lord. And he says that, he says, trying of your faith. He says, work in patience.
Mm-hmm.
It produced patience.
Hmm.
The testing of your faith begin to produce patience. You begin to, this is where you learn how to lean on God.
All right.
Because after you've done all you can do, what do they tell you to do?
Stand.
You see what I'm saying? Right. After you, because you done fought your, you done fought all your fight. You done, your gas, your wore out, and every lick you threw ain't done nothing.
Hmm.
They say just stand.
Amen.
And you finish fighting now. What you know? What they do? What a professional, professional. What the people that sit by the pools and the beaches?
Lifeguard.
What they do to somebody that's drowning?
They go out and save them.
No, they don't. They sit there and watch.
Oh, yeah, they do. They watch the sea.
They watch it
right.
and wait.
Right.
They
wait
till they, to that individual wear themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go out
then
there
go.
And bring them and save them.
Yeah.
The reason why, because if you go out there while they fight, both of y'all going to drown.
Yeah. Right. But they ain't going to come get me right away.
No. Yeah, that's the truth.
I've already experienced that.
That's the truth.
Baptism.
They had a kung fu action going on.
Yeah.
I'm a baptized woman. She started kicking, fighting. And we're going to do the Catholic baptism for you next
year. Yeah. Fighting the water.
But in verse 4 it says, but let patience have her perfect work. That means that you have a place to play, a part to play while God's sending you through the fire.
Uh-huh.
Let patience have a perfect work. Let her work. You see what I'm saying? Let her work. Let her work in your life. Why? Because God is bringing you from glory to glory. You see what I'm saying? That, I know a lot of people, after you've been kicked and screamed, you're going to wear yourself out. God can wait till you wear yourself out. He'll let you kick and scream. Just like that light bulb, but then when you're finished, he's going to say, I got you. Then it says that ye may be perfect and complete, or entire. That word entire means complete. Want nothing, not lacking anything.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? That's not talking about material stuff. That's talking about spiritual things. You see what I'm saying? If you allow the trials and the test to bring forth, because that's what he says. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work in patience, and let patience have her perfect work.
Mm.
If you let that happen, then you will be found not lacking in anything in the area of your walk with God when it comes down to spirituality and walking with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean to say spirituality, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, walking in the spirit. That's what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Walking in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, that every last one of us, and we're going to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn this. You know what I'm saying? Every last one of us, everybody that's a child of God, everybody got their own trials. Everybody got their own struggles.
Amen.
Everybody got their own weak points. But God will begin to test you in those areas to grow you up. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because you got something else you're going to be facing after, but you're going to face more giants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when you face, you got to be like David, a giant killer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Don't be like the rest of the children of Israel running and hiding from the storm or from the giant, from Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They even went out there and slung the rock. And that's what we got to be as Christians. And we have to learn it, you know, that we trust. Because there ain't no such thing as a rock from out of a creek going to kill a giant. But you know, whenever you got a rock plus the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
who is God, Everything is possible. You hear what I'm saying? And look, that's all it takes. He didn't have a shotgun. He had no sniper rifle. You know what I'm saying? He had none of that stuff. He had no sword. Saul trying to put his armor on him. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I can't wear this. This is the armor of a man. I got the armor of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? And he told that Philistine, he's like, you coming to me? You know, but I'm coming, and you're with your foolishness, but I'm coming at you in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you got to deal with your, you know, stand up when, you know, let the patience have her perfect work. Mm-hmm. Let God be God in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Let it work. And what helps, you know what I'm saying, when you feel like you're in that distress moment, hey, I got to send up a red beacon. Lord, here I am.
No,
I'm weak and I need you, God. I'm going to go on a fast. You know, fast. And then when you go on that fast and begin to seek the Lord, I'm talking, see, because God, man, God, look, it's like God at the edge of his seat on for every individual
mm-hmm.
in their lifestyle. Every Christian, God is anxious. He's more anxious than us
mm-hmm.
to get in and to help out and to do things for our lives. But it is us that lack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this, like I think Brother Lawson told a story, I think, where the husband and the wife was in his truck and they was driving down the road, and when they first got married, boy, she was all up on them.
Yes.
I'm talking about all up on them. They were loving one another. But after a while, after the years passed by, and she went laid way over by the window, you know what I'm saying? And she said, she tried to reminisce. Well, honey, you remember, you know, when we used to love each other and all up under each other? And he was like, I ain't never moved. You went with it, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it went up with God. Right. That's when we get saved, we right up under the Lord, you know what I'm saying? After a while, we get way over there. And God's like, I ain't never moved. I'm staring right here. Slide on back over here by me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Also, you don't want to attach, you don't want to only attach God to receiving blessings, because God want to do more spiritual things with you than more. And that's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things be added. That's the more. That's, you know, you want a car, you want, and those things God will bless. But you will want, as a Christian, you want to grow more closer to God, and then you don't grow closer to God with material. People think, if I get more money, I grow. No, if I get more of this, you get more of God. You get more of his. That's why the patience must have his word. And if you allow patience to have his word, it'll de-attach you from the things that you're holding on to that's not profitable for your walk as a Christian. A lot of people sometimes don't see that because, you know, we'll get bamboozled by the devil, you know, we'll fall into the trap. But that's why the Holy Spirit is the one that brings clarity. And by you being in God's word, it brings even more clarity, and you'll see where you need to, you know, grow and then patience to have his work. Then you'll detach yourself from that which is causing error in your Christian walk. A lot of people go to altar constantly, wonder why I'm constantly repenting over the same things, because, you know, you're not detaching yourself from that thing. You just got to cry out with desperation for God.
Amen.
To deliver you from a thing and just confess it. You know, sometimes we just don't want to just say, look, Lord, I need, like yesterday, Pastor, you know, the guy in the scripture said, look, I need help with my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
you
know, right.
You got to say it. You got to just say it. Don't just say it in your mouth. Look, just speak it, you know. Song is the biggest book. There ain't no more praise and worship, because sometimes you just got to open your mouth.
Exactly. Open your mouth. Amen. And get what? Before you say anything, Raquel, let me say this. We need to understand the spiritual warfare. That the devil is always, he's trying to hinder a move of God, whether in your life or whether in your ministry or whether just in your household, whatever. Because the attack against the Jews during in the book of Esther, if that attack was allowed to happen, there would be no Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no Jesus. I mean, Jesus would be always Jesus, but he was coming through the Jewish bloodline. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, but you understand what I'm saying? The devil is always trying to stop a move of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he will always try to hinder the move. And you never, and whenever, you know, because the Bible, like when they say, when the devil meant for bad, God turned around for your good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. You know, while the devil is trying or tempting your faith, God is testing your faith.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand. You have to recognize the wicked one when he's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because if he wasn't successful in the book of Esther, then that'd have been the end of the Bible. That'd have been from Genesis to Esther. That'd have been it.
Right.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Because there would have been no that bloodline. You know what I'm saying? But we know that the Bible goes from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it shows that the devil can, if the devil cannot stop God's plan.
Amen.
He said, when I work, who gonna reverse it?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But he always come to hinder. And if you allow the devil to hinder you, then it might slow up, you might grieve the Holy Spirit. But if you'll get back on track, it will not stop the move of God up in your life. Don't let the devil rob you of your joy.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
There.
See,
I didn't really have nothing to say. I was just going to tell Brother Clark, don't be trying to hold my mic.
Well, you ain't had nothing to say?
Yeah, I had nothing to say, though.
See, I go through this every month.
She's back.
I go through this every month, but at least it ain't me this time.
See, I try to limit myself because I try to eat it real quick. Well, this is the word, dude.
It is the word. Yeah. So let's hear from some of these ladies at this table. Said the council, my Lord.
That when you fast and pray, you don't have to go out broadcasting and looking humdrum and,
right.
You know, because some people go out and say, oh, you see them fasting, I'm not, I got to fast and I'm doing this, and they out there broadcasting it, you know, just, and they're really not doing it.
That's what Jesus says. They got their just reward, a pat on the back.
Yep,
that's
the
reward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you do your fast like that, you got when you broadcast, and you got your fade down.
Looking all sad and
looking like you're dying from hunger.
I'm hungry, but I want to eat this, but I can't eat this because I'm fast. And you really haven't done what you're supposed to be doing. You're not praying.
They might be praying.
They want their food.
They might be
hungry.
Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father, which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly.
That's right.
Whatever I was trying to say.
Exactly.
We had 5 hours over here, but we were saying I like Clark. Don't say nothing.
Well, that's the truth. And you can't say that the people weren't fast. They were really fast. But they wanted the people to see how holy they were.
Right.
And therefore, the Bible said that they had their reward. And their reward was that people saw how holy they were, which is not a good reward, a pat on the back from the people. You know?
Right.
But he said, don't look like that. Get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? Don't look like you humdrum and whatever you call it.
Humdrum.
Don't look like that. You go back home, that's what it is.
You gotta act like that.
that's exactly
now,
right.
Let me ask you this, Pastor. Even that's good because what Sister Lloyd said.
Yeah.
But explain to me 17 where it say, but thou, when thou fast, anoint thy head and wash thy face.
I mean,
we don't do that though, right?
It means but you got to go to 16.
Yeah.
16 say, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites or the pretenders, of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their face that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. He said, but thou, when thou fast, anoint thy head and wash thy face. In other words, clean yourself up. Don't look like you're on a fast.
Oh, I get you.
Like, you know, let me say that. If you think you're on a fast and you out there, you ain't brushing your teeth, don't wash your face, don't comb your hair because you don't look like you want to. So he said, look presentable. Don't make yourself look like you own a fad just because
right.
You own a fad.
Okay.
So that people can see, he must be fast.
Right.
Yeah, okay,
right.
I got you. I just had wanted you to clear that up because even though I wanted to know, I'm like, okay, well, I'm praying and fast, praying. But when I get ready to fast, I ain't anointing no head and all that. That's why I wanted to know that. And then for somebody that's listening out there, how some people want to always take it back, because they forget that Jesus, he died on the cross and all is done. So that's why I wanted you to explain that, because it might be somebody that's listening that don't know that.
Because back then, when they anointed their head, it relates to the ancient customs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of anointing one's head when they go into a fast or whatnot, or feast, doing one of the ceremonial feast days and things like that. They would anoint the head and stuff like that. They don't do that. Don't do it. People only got to know that you on a fast.
Mm-hmm.
That you're
right.
Going before the Lord. They're doing the feast,
Amen.
And that's an individual fast.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book of Esther, that was a corporate fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody went on the fast
because
we about to die.
And she prayed on her end in the palace, and she sent Mordecai to he continued to pray as he was sitting at the gate waiting. And sent a message to the Jews and they continue, fast and pray,
And in that fast, everybody fast.
Everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Everybody, the children and all.
Everybody
fast. Yeah, everybody, not, well, that's a chance. You don't know. But teach your kids how to fast, too.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Teach them kids how to fast and go before the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got something you want to say, Minister?
Dead clock. Don't get trapped.
You can say if you got something to say, go ahead on that stage. Just make them speak it back.
We appreciate that.
Amen.
Look, fasting is what you don't want to be. It says here fasting for those who do have the wrong intent, to get the spectators to look at them, is called acting. It's like you fall in the line of the Pharisees. Pharisees wanted everybody to see that they were holy. They walk around with stuff tied to their forehead, all other stuff.
Yeah.
But for us as Christians, we see fasting as something that's vital. And fasting draws you closer to God. Really, it draws you closer to His Word. You get more hungry for Him. You desire more of Him. And it's probably some things that the Lord been dealing with you with, and you just, you need to go in there, like Pastor said, a day or two or three or a week. You just need to, close it all down, shut it all down, and draw yourself closer to God. And fasting is possible. And like Pastor said, it's not just, you eating some melons and grapes and stuff. But we're talking about literally detaching yourself from feeding your flesh.
Uh-huh.
Your flesh wants so much because the flesh and the spirit war against it.
It will cut up. Just so I have headaches.
Yeah.
But after a certain point, if you get past that withdrawal part,
right.
That cold turkey part,
yeah.
Where you're still having headaches, then God, God will sustain you.
He will. Yeah.
God will sustain you in a fast.
Yes, He will.
Look at Moses. Yeah. Man, you cannot live. I don't think you can go 3 days without water or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Moses went 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights same as Jesus, without food or water. Because I really believe that whenever when you get in contact with God, you step into you get off into eternity. You step in, you know, in His and you know, and time's still moving, but you that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got it's supernatural, you know.
And that's right. That's correct. You step out of it. What happens with that is you experience another level of God like never before. Actually comes, and when His presence comes, I tell you, you don't want to go, you know. And then you'll say, and some people do this. And I'm gonna pray for an hour, 30 minutes, or whatever. And there's, you know, it's a whole hour. You're like,
right.
What happened?
Right,
you just touch heaven, man, and that's
right.
What happens. And when God see that hunger and desire, man, that's what He wants. He wants us to desire Him more than these moral things, and not to just desire Him for moral things, but desire Him for spiritual. You can take your microphone.
Amen. 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 I want everybody to go to Esther 4:16 for me. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You have your Bible. I want you to go to 4:16. As Pastor and Minister was talking about, Minister Clark was talking about fasting. We hear that people talk about the Daniel fast a lot. And if you were listening earlier, we kind of cut past all because, like we said, that was another topic that we wanted to go into. Sister Kendra, do me a favor and read 16 from you, Dad.
Yes.
Pastor Clark, Minister, because we wait for people to get there.
Okay.
We ain't like you when you just said what you said. You ain't let us know where you were at. You don't do that on the radio.
She ain't
anybody
saying that. I'm not going to say that to me.
That's right.
I get 30.
I just wanted to know.
Okay, y'all ready?
Whatever scripture, you know.
Yes. It says, go gather together all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast you for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night, or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm.
Amen.
Hmm.
So we want you to know that, you know, like Pastor say, when you fast, you hear what she says. She told them all to get together. Amen.
Uh-huh.
She
yeah.
told all of them to get together and pray and fast. And she told them, she said, fast for 3 days. But listen to this. She also explained to them, neither eat nor drink.
Nor drink. Right.
Amen. So we sit around and we say, oh, well, I'm going on this fast, and, you know, I got to eat this, I got to eat that. Now, if you're a diabetical, let me say this. I say diabetical, okay, because I'm a diabetic. But, you know, if you know you can't go a certain amount of time, let me tell you something. I fast in the morning. I get up in the morning. If I'm going on a fast, I fast in the morning. I will not eat until 12 or 1 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? That's, I'm to my totally sustaining from food and drink. That's what she said in 16. She didn't say get your fruits. She didn't say get your vegetables. She didn't say neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. Amen. She said she also, which I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So she didn't tell them to fast for 3 days and three nights and don't eat and don't drink, and then she wasn't going to do it.
Right.
Amen? She fasted along with them, and that's what we got to understand is that when you're going on a fast, you can't just fast and say you're going to, you know, eat these little fruits and vegetables. And like I said, we're going to talk about the Daniel fast. We're going to go into that probably next Monday a little bit more. But if God direct us in that direction.
Yes.
But, you know, and she said on here, she said, which is not according to the law. She said, and if I perish, I perish.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what that means. I perish. If I perish, I perish. What she meaning by that?
If I die,
I die. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
He fasted for 72 hours.
Come on now. And we struggle with that.
July 3 days.
Yeah. All right.
3 days and 3 nights, you know.
All right. Amen. So, I mean, just to let you know, because you'll hear people say, oh, you know, I'm going on a fast, and then they fast turn into, like we said earlier, a diet, you know. If you're going to fast, fast. so God can really speak to you and really give you the answer, what it is that you need. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Our departure is at hand.
Okay.
but I would just say this in my closing is for everything that's been spoken is to seek God and for the leading of it, you know, the fasting and prayer. Don't just do it out of the wrong intent.
Right.
Make sure you do out the right intent, and if you want to draw closer to God, it's a very valuable thing to do, and study and get in His Word. I mean, God didn't miss nothing when he left us His Word, you know, and it instructs us. It's, you know, it's a light to our path, you know, and it's a great thing that this is happening right now on the Word table, people. That's listening by way of Blog Talk Radio is being fed truth today, and definitely that you're going to get out of this ministry. And it was a blessing to be among the Word Table, among the, you know, Pastor.
It's the Word.
I'm sorry, I said all that wrong. The Word Table. There we go. Put more air on that thing. But, you know, God bless. And if y'all do go on a fast, just, you, I'm telling you, you do it the way that the Word say do it, you will experience God.
Amen.
You will experience God, and
Amen.
You will touch heaven.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless you too, Pastor Minister, brother. Amen. Next time, we're going to get you a mic on your own. Amen.
Amen.
That was a blessing. Well, we would like to thank Minister Clark for coming out and just sitting on the panel with us. He was on his lunch break, but thank God that God used him to come out and share some of that wisdom and that knowledge to, you know, those that are listening out there on Blog Talk Radio. That's because sometimes you leave my mic off so you can turn his on. Amen. But this is awesome. Anybody got anything?
No, that was just now.
Yeah, that was just now. Anybody got anything to say? Or anybody want to comment? Anybody want to comment on anything else? I mean, I really enjoy reading the book of Esther. I'm gonna tell you, I enjoyed that book. I enjoyed what I learned from it. I thank God for the panel. I'm feeling a whole lot better. I thank God for His Word and even the people that's in my life. Hallelujah. But, not you, Pastor.
I ain't got nothing to say?
Not you.
No, okay.
Go ahead. I'm just speaking.
And I, you know, Sister Raquel mentioned that whenever she get up early in the morning and she fast till 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 1 o'clock, you know, being that she's a diabetic.
Diabetical.
You know, I don't want anybody to say to go out there and say, well, I went on a fast and my brother and fast, he died because he was a diabetic.
Yeah, we ain't saying
you
that.
Know, saying, you know, you go before the Lord.
That's right.
You know, say, seek the Lord and talk to the Lord
and ask
Him the time of a fast or whatnot, or you just go on a fast, you know, even if you just go for a whole day or whatnot, you know, it's between you and the Lord. Your fast is between you and God, you know what I'm saying, when it's an individual one. And also, you know, whenever we go on church fast, we do it like that as well, that those that are able to go the whole 3 days or the whole week, you go to do the, I'm talking about fast, I'm talking about, we don't abstain from the water, because, you know, your body needs water, but abstain from the food. You know, but here and there, you know, you'll find in the Bible sometimes that they will go that because of the great distress that the thing that they have encounter, you know, they will go without water and food, you know.
Amen.
I mean, that God, look, if you don't move, we gonna die. You know,
I perish.
If you don't move, God, we gonna die. You know, so. And then sometimes you got to get to that point to say, Lord, I need you.
That's right.
And if you don't move, God, I'm going to fast. And God, look, I need an answer. You know what I'm saying? We need you to move. I need you to show me and direct me. I need you, Jesus. You
Amen.
Know, and that'd be
Amen.
Between you and God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? How long you want fast or fast or, you know, but it will be a good. It fasting is good for your body, but it's also good for your spirit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So Especially the stuff that we eat today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have without bodies, gonna have withdrawals.
Yes. Yes.
For real, like a drug
like
addict.
A coke, like
for real.
Yeah, like a coke.
You know, you begin to, you know, yeah, but if you would get past the withdrawal point and begin, you'll step up into that spiritual realm and begin to, then you, next thing you know, you don't you don't be counting how long you fast and all that stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll find yourself on a fast for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and sometimes you don't realize. It not to cut you off, but I did.
Yes,
I know you're gonna say that. I struggled with fasting because it was like, because at a certain time of a day of the day I had to get up, I had to eat. And it was like I just can't do this. You know, I can't fast when they would fast, you know, or when pastor would say, "Come on, we gonna fast." So I struggled with it. But then when I think the last two fasts we did, I really seek the face of God, like really seek Him, mm-hmm. and ask Him, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I need You to show me how to do this. And when I started seeking the face of God and started asking God, I was fasting and didn't even realize I was doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand that, you know, even though we in these big churches or we may be in a small church and they saying, come on, let's do a corporate fast and let's do this and let's do that. If your fast in your ministry is consistent of fruits and vegetables, it is not a fast. It's not a fast.
Well, the word fast, what says the law?
Abstaining
from
food.
That's right.
That's what it means.
Abstain
from food.
That's right.
That's
right.
Anything you put your mouth to eat.
Right. Right.
Don't say abstain from food except fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. Just
right.
Abstain from food.
And people get mad. They get mad.
You know,
especially pastors, they get mad when another church or say something like that, but I mean, you could read right here in Esther, you know, and they really seek the face of God, and they wasn't in each other's face every day. They went in their own place, their secret
right.
place, and they prayed. You know, Mordecai, like I said, he was at the gate of the king. He did not move. He stayed there, and then the Jews was in their little city, their little place, you know, and but it was the word that went about was that everybody needed to fast and pray because this wasn't just a target on one person, it was a target on all the Jews. So when you're going in for fasting and praying, and you know that there's a situation or there's an issue, then you're going to have to fast and pray. Like Pastor say, you don't need to tell nobody when you do it. But you know that there's an attack. There's something that's
that
being attacked.
A corporate, but you got to leave everybody.
Yeah, corporate is everybody. Yeah. But I'm talking as an individual. When it comes down to an individual and you know you're going through something, you know, you don't have to announce to everybody, hey, look, I'm going on this fast, you know. That's between, like Pastor said, between you and God. Amen. You know when it's time. God know when it's time. And you know when them trials and tribulations hit, it's time.
I ain't gonna lie.
Going
to fast. You know. And fasting is not just you not eating when it comes down to talking about fasting
and
praying. You got to pray as well.
If you just fast, you
ain't doing nothing but starving yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You need to get before God, you know, as much as you can. As much as you're able to get before God, you need to get before the Lord.
Yeah, especially when we need answers about things in our situation,
amen.
In our lives. And like I say, I want to thank God. How much time we got?
We
want to thank
time.
God.
Huh? It'll be 13 minutes over.
Oh, okay. Thank God for the word that has been brought forth today from the word table.
That's
right. And that it has been a blessing to me because when I came in, I wasn't feeling up to par, but I thank God for His word, and I thank Him because I had, with going through what I was going through from last night up until now, it was like I just had got discouraged. Amen. So I thank God for His word, and I thank Him for the encouragement from each and every person that has sat here on the panel, that God has, that He continued to reign, you know, and that His word continued to manifest in my life. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to let the panel say before we close out, since we over our time, but go ahead on and speak. We got 2 hours.
I want to say I thank God, and this has been a blessing. It teaches you, and you when you read and you acknowledge things, and you know where you stand, and praying is the best thing you could do.
Mm-hmm.
You ask God to teach you, to help you,
mm-hmm.
but you got to believe. You can pray without believing.
That's right.
You got to believe.
Amen.
And trust God, because His word never lies.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't laughing at my looking at me.
Super
kid. I know I've been a little quiet today, but that's because I'm sleepy. To be real with you, I'm just sleepy. But I'm never too tired of sleeping when it comes down to doing things for the Lord.
Amen.
So, but like Sister Lawrence was saying, it is a blessing, and I'm going to read the book of Esther, the whole book, and just meditate on that. I just want to read it or whatever, but I want to leave y'all with this little scripture, and
mm-hmm.
it's just Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And it says, blessed are they
uh-huh.
which do hunger and thirst
right.
after righteousness,
uh-huh.
for they shall be filled.
Amen.
Amen.
She ain't wait for us to get to
no, she ain't waiting. That's how y'all operate in the world.
I want to leave that with y'all. You know
what it is? Matthew what?
Chapter 5, verse 6.
Oh, okay.
Verse 6.
The Beatitudes.
Yep. I was going to say the beat it.
That's what fasting
yeah.
reveal that you truly hunger and thirst after God.
That's right.
Because if you would deprive your body of eating, and you know we all love to eat. People love to eat. Cause
that's
they,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Then that means that really says something, that you really trying to touch heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whenever you're trying to touch heaven, God will respond.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Any closing remarks?
I used to go on a fast. I used to say, well, Lord, I'm going on a 3-day fast. And my fast didn't always end up
longer,
on one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the answer comes.
Yeah.
I be thinking, well, I need to go. Well, ain't nothing going on. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know,
right.
And that's how Daniel ended up going on a 3-week fast. Cause, but the answer came the same day. But the Bible said that the devil, the power of the darkness, held it up and hindered it. And Michael Archangel and all them had to come down and fight to release the angels bring the answer down. And it took them all that time. Yeah, the devil will try to hinder. He could have got the answer the same day. That's Daniel chapter 10. That's a real fast, Daniel fast.
So he got the answer in one day.
He could have got it.
Because
the angel told him he sent it the same day, but he was hung up with the power of the dog. The devil is a hinderer.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
You know, I'm telling you, but Daniel didn't quit. You know, he kept on, he went on his side. So, you know. So.
That's something.
21 day fast.
Mm.
Because of the devil trying to, he ain't trying, he was holding it up, holding the answer.
Yeah.
Amen. You want to close out? You got something else to get looking?
No, I was just going to chop that, but then you
No, go ahead. Go ahead, because we got 2 hours.
No, you go. They didn't put their book on the
phone. Come on, where you going?
Where we at?
Oh. I just want to show in chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10.
Okay. That's the Old Testament.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of times, fasting is always connected to mourning. That's when you're broken. You know what I'm saying? You mourning. Because a lot of times, when people don't mourn of a loved one, they fast.
Yeah.
That's an automatic fast.
Yeah, right? That's automatic.
Because they don't
eat.
I can't eat. I can't do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's automatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you see fasting connected to that.
Okay.
And you see it here in this chapter 10, Daniel 1. Says in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision.
Mm.
In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, 21 days. I ate no pleasant bread. Yeah, you see, he ain't nothing. neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all. So he did what Jesus said to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I ain't even anointing myself. I ain't put, you know. He said, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning. He's seen the angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of multitude. But it sounds like the same one that John saw with Jesus. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me,
I lost my paper for writing my notes down. I write the scriptures down that y'all go to.
That were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, a great shaking, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption. Oh, he just fell out. And I retained no strength. He dropped dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face turned toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palm of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. All right. See, one day, you see, when God be showing up, you ain't going to be flipping it. You ain't going to be pop-locking like I just saw. You know, as you go to the presence of God, you know what I'm saying, the presence of the Holy One, then you're going to fear and tremble. And he says in 12, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself, that's the mother fasting, before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words.
Mm.
He came with that on the first day. When he set his heart to go on a fast, you know what I'm saying? He said the answer was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia, which is power, which is demons, withstood me 1 and 20 days. 21 days. That's how he ended up fasting for 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because the answer, the prince of the you know, he ain't talking about no natural king.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about that lets you know that there are powers of darkness over every kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. But yet the vision is for many days. So he said, I'm coming. I got hung up because of the power of darkness for 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of that 21 days, Daniel was still fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And he fasted till his answer came.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why whenever you go on your fast, you fast till you get your answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to seek the Lord, you seek the Lord until you get an answer. You know, seek him when you go on a fast, you do that because you never know. The devil may be holding your answer up or be hindering and holding stuff up, and you give up and throw in the towel. Because he don't, that's the only thing that stops you from being blessed by God is our lack of faith.
That's it.
The devil could try to hinder, but look what he did. He called Michael, the archangel, to come down and help me.
Mm-hmm.
In 21 days, they were dealing with the powers of darkness. And if God would open our eyes to the spiritual realm, I believe that when you look up, you will see activity like that going on even now today.
Mm-hmm.
Power of the darkness, the angels, you know, God's angels fighting the power of the darkness, especially when it comes down to the children of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. That's good.
God answers prayers.
Believe it, he does.
Don't hinder your prayer. Don't go off living in sin and doing things you ain't got no business, you know what I'm saying, and hinder the prayer that's being answered. Because God does answer prayer. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I just want to show that at some times you can get an answer right then and there.
Right.
Other times, it's not that God don't want to answer you, but sometimes the power of darkness will come and hinder.
Yeah. Right.
But you got to maintain. Daniel maintained for 21 days.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't give up and throw in the towel and get mad. No, you hold on. Like to the Raquel say about that patience, you know what I'm saying? You have that patience. Let patience work a perfect work. And Daniel was patient. And if Daniel was beloved before God, then every last child of God that have given their heart and life to Jesus Christ, and you can't be a child of God without it, is beloved to God because he died for you.
Amen.
You may not have a big church. You may not be a pastor. You know what I'm saying? You may just be a church member. You may not sing. You may not do nothing. You may just love God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You are just as important to God as anybody else.
That's right.
And God he ain't no respecter of person.
That's right.
Know what I'm saying?
That's right. But I don't think I said that about patience. I think that was Brother Clark said that.
You
I don't want to take his credit. Yeah, he said he brought it up. I just commented.
I did.
Said
something too. Yes,
okay. I didn't think I said nothing on that too much. But anyway.
Yeah, you said you were struggling with peace.
Yeah, I said I was struggling, but he had read it out of Galatians that,
I had read it out of James.
I thought he had read it out of that.
He read something out of Galatians.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I got the proof. I got it wrote down.
Amen.
So you got any closing remarks?
That's my closing remark.
All that?
That's right. Hold on. I don't care.
Hold on.
Hold on. Don't give up and don't start doubting God. You hold on and watch God move. Because you did say something about patience. Because you talked about how the Jews and how Esther... They were patient with God.
They waited
on God. He just said wait instead of being patient.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
All right. You wait on God.
Oh, like a freak.
Ooh, no. Amen.
So we hope that you enjoyed this broadcast today. We were talking about fasting and praying, coming out of the book of Esther, chapter 4. I encourage each and every person that's listening to read the book. Amen. It is a blessed book, especially if you're going through a trial or tribulation and you are unsure where you need to be. This book will encourage you. This book will also let you see that the hand of God is still there. Amen.
Amen.
So we hope and pray that you join us again next Monday at 12 noon here at the Word Table.
Oh, get it or never get it.
Pray for the panel.